Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, live from Richmond, Virginia, welcome to What Does the Word Say, a production of DMC Ministries. We teach you how to be authentic in your faith, genuine in your service, and humble in your blessings. We want you to be dynamic, motivated, and Christ-like. We help you make the Word of God real. Be sure to check out our website at www.dmcministries.net to take advantage of the resources we have available. Books, CDs, DVDs, podcasts, and more are there just for you. Links to this and previous shows are one click away, and you can read every edition of our newsletter, The Progressive Walk. Ever wondered what it means to be dynamic, motivated, and Christ-like? Well, that and much, much more are available on our site, and if we can be of service to you, please email us at dmc@dmcministries.net. or call us at 804-909-7339. Today, we're going to continue talking about the Holy Spirit, and if you'd like to be part of the conversation, please give us a call at 347-857-1322 or log in to www.blogtalkradio.com/DMC2, and you can listen or chat with us online. Well, I believe my co-host has just dialed in, Mr. Pastor Godfrey Kasiri. Is that you this morning?
That is me this morning, sir.
Amen. Well, we are so glad to have you. And just kind of as a update for our listeners, Pastor Kasiri is from God's Kingdom in Hand Ministries in Chesterfield. And we're at Chesterfield, Virginia. We're partnering in this endeavor. And he is getting ready to open up a new church, and it looks like it's going to be April before we are able to do that. Can you give us any more information on that, Pastor?
Yes, I'll be able to get some more details, but we know now the place is secured on Hall Street. That's where we're going to be, and we'll be giving updates as we go along, sir.
Okay, excellent, excellent. We also had to postpone our trip to Africa. It was going to be February the 1st through the something, I don't know, 19th or 20th or whatever. But anyway, we've changed it now, and it's going to be April the 6th. Yeah, April the 6th through the 19th. And so we're going to be doing a five-day pastors and leaders conference over there. I believe it's the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. And I got an email, just to let you know, Pastor, I got an email this morning from Stephen Marimbe, and he says they're expecting 100 to 300 people that he knows of right offhand that are going to be there to join us in that event. So I'm excited about
God. Yeah.
So we'll be giving more details on that. And if you want to go to Africa, let us know. You can call us at 804-909-7339 or email us at dmcministries.net. And we'll let you know what's involved in participating with us in this conference. It's going to be absolutely amazing. Absolutely.
Oh, incredible.
And so we're excited about that. This morning, I believe you and I talked about continuing our conversation about the Holy Spirit. And if that is correct, then why don't you pray for us and get us started?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this morning that this is another opportunity yet to get in your word. Your word, the entrance of your word, it brings light. Father, we want to enjoy the light as it comes in through your word. Father, we thank you for the listeners that are listening. Father, may you give a specific word to that person who is in a need to hear a word from you. We thank you that you've already released it, Lord God. We rejoice in your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right, where are we going in the word this morning?
Yes, I wanted us to, this scripture has been coming to me. In fact, as we talked about it yesterday, preparing for our show, there's a scripture, if our listeners can also open in the book of Romans, chapter 14 and verse 17. I think we'll give it a title, The Kingdom and the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit and the Kingdom of God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I'll begin reading, and I want you to read also your version after I've read in mine. It says, for the Kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, joy, all these in the Holy Spirit. Mine says in the Holy Ghost, but we know it's in the Holy Spirit. And I know you have a different version. I wanted us to compare different versions. I wonder what your version says.
Well, I got about 35 different versions, but this one, let's see which one this is. This is the New King James says, you said that's verse 17, right?
Yes, sir. 14:17, yeah. Romans.
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace. Joy in the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit, yes. I know last time as we we were ending our broadcast, we were looking at the joy where David says, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. And as we were closing, this came so strongly to me that in order to have the kingdom effectually in us as believers and affecting those around us, we got to know that it's all in the Holy Spirit. We sometimes hear people saying, well, I want to bring heaven down on the earth. But how are we going to do it? The Holy Spirit is going to do that through us.
Let me read this to you in the Message Bible. I think this is kind of interesting. It says...
Right.
And actually, we need to really go on and do 18 as well. But the Message Bible kind of combines 17 and 18. It says, God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach.
Come on. Come on.
And then he says, for goodness sake, it's what God does with your life as he sets it right, puts it together, and completes it with joy. Your task to single-mindedly serve Christ. Do that, and you'll kill two birds with one stone, pleasing the God above you and pleasing the God above you and proving your worth to the people around you.
Right.
Wow, that just opens up a whole lot of different ways that we can go with this. In verse 17 back in the New King, all right, let's see. Let me make sure I got this right. I want to do the New King James Version. There we go. Let me do that. Hallelujah. Verse 17 says, what did I do with it? Here we go. It says, 18 says, for he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men.
Hallelujah.
So am I understanding this correctly, that in order to experience heaven, which is the kingdom of God,
yes,
it's not about what we eat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy, and the only way that can happen is if we're in the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. Very, very right, sir. Yes.
So is this, now look at this. This is crazy. Is this saying that we cannot please God, will not be acceptable to God, unless we serve Jesus in our spirit, at which point we'll experience something called righteousness, peace, and joy.
That's right. Yes.
So why would anybody want to be in right standing with God, have peace and joy? I mean, isn't that what this world is turmoil and conflict?
That's very true. Yes, yes, yes. Because, like you said, if you look at what goes on around the world, turmoil, conflict, bitterness, fighting. But how are we going to usher in the kingdom? And that's why I was so glad yesterday when you said, let's continue on with the Holy Spirit. I believe this is the answer.
Wow. That's
I wanted also to take you to the book of Acts. We're going to come back here, and I want our listeners to put a finger there and come to the book of Acts, chapter 1, and look at verse 6 up to 8. I believe the disciples were also, the apostles were looking at Jesus and say, well, now you've resurrected. Are you going to restore the kingdom? Because now we're looking at the kingdom and the Holy Spirit. Verse 6, it says, Acts chapter 1, verse 6, and when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Look at verse 7. He says, and he answered, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Look at verse 8. It says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit is come upon you. It says, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the earth. So what I was looking at, my brother, was the disciples were looking at the persecution, probably the trial they've gone on, the scorning that was around them after seeing that Jesus is crucified, he's dead. And now they are having all this in their minds that, now that he's resurrected, is he going to restore the kingdom to Israel?
But didn't they still think it was a military kingdom?
Mm-hmm. Adam?
I said, didn't they still believe that was a military kingdom?
Oh, yes. They thought this is going to be a military kingdom. In other words, if we saw it as we see it in John, that the kingdom suffers violence and, we are to take it violently. For them, I think they were looking at it in those terms that it's going to be a military kingdom and we are going to fight. Jesus said, but ye shall receive power.
Well, then if you go to Matthew chapter 6, where he talks about thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Then that kind of, that scripture has always kind of been a thorn in some people's side because they can't justify the fact that you can have kept a heaven now. They believe that it's not until we die and go to heaven that we're going to have that. But just if you read the words, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that here's the key to that right now. If you want to do his will on earth as it is done in heaven, then you need to have these three things, which I just can't imagine anybody really wanting to have: righteousness, peace, and joy. I mean, that's crazy.
Okay. That's right.
Sarcasm dripping off of that one, by the way. But righteousness, peace, and joy, and the only way you can do that is if you have the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Spirit, yes.
So it's not why many churches and people are very ineffective in their spiritual lives because they don't have the Holy Spirit?
Exactly, yes. That's the truth. That's the very truth. And you see, that joy is not there.
It says that when we're saved, born again, we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
I mean, how can we be filled with the Holy Spirit and not know who the Holy Spirit is?
Exactly, yes.
So is it possible that we have a cup that's full of a substance that we have no idea what it is?
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness. I think we're gonna pick something up, man.
Yes, sir. Because like I said, even the disciples, as we're looking in the book of Acts, their sight was on more on worrying in the natural. And I don't want to get to the other scripture, but I know we'll get there as time goes on, spiritual warfare. Remember where Paul says, for the weapons of our warfare, they are not the physical ones, the tangible ones, what you can see, but they are mighty through God. And I believe this has to do with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who is going to release that revelation, which is down deep inside us. Because when we just look at the natural, that's where the failure comes from, right?
Right.
Yeah.
When people talk about walking in the Spirit,
right?
I mean, that really has nothing to do with your physical presence.
Correct.
It does, but it really doesn't, because you can walk in the Spirit because your mind has been renewed.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally experience righteousness, peace, and joy as long as you're in the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And if the Holy Spirit is our comforter, he's going to lead us and guide us into all truth and show us things to come.
Yeah.
Then we need to get our head screwed on straight.
That's very true. That's very true.
I mean, this is, you know, I've read that scripture 100 times before and never really looked at it from that perspective. That's amazing.
Yes, and just like you said, that's how it begins. For the kingdom is not in meat. In other words, it's not what you are looking at. You remember another one? I believe it's in the book of Luke where it says the kingdom does not come with observation.
Yes, yes. Okay, now explain that.
Because
if you're walking in the Spirit and it doesn't come with observation, does that mean you're walking blind?
We can say so.
So then that's where you have to have faith, which is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen.
Not seen. Uh-huh.
Oh, come on, brother. We're stirring this thing up now, buddy.
Come on.
Oh, have mercy. We're tying some ends up here.
Yes, substance of things not seen. You know, but if our concentration is just on the natural thing, because, I think the apostle must have looked at it like, you know what, you're focused on the meat, you're focused on the drink, you're focused on the carnal things. You know, you are trying to observe something here, right?
Right.
But this is what you need. You need righteousness. You need peace. You need joy. All that, it's in the Holy Spirit. In other words, if you are to experience the kingdom, these are what you ought to have. And the only way to obtain them, it has to be in the Holy Spirit.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's a cool thing. So then we can tell people, okay,
yeah,
that if you're not experiencing righteousness, peace, and joy, there's a very real possibility it's because you're not in the Holy Spirit. And if you're not in the Holy Spirit, then it's probably because you don't know him and have not submitted to his leading.
That's right. That's right. That's
cool. Wow. Golly, that's good stuff. We need to can this and be able to pour it into people's heads.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe so.
Okay, maybe not. But I think this is really, really important. Even more so than most people would have an idea of, because this is wild.
That's right. And also, if you look at the other scripture that you let us look at in Matthew, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. That ties in also to what we looked at in the past, in a few days ago, where we were looking at John, where he says, whatsoever the Holy Spirit will hear, he will bring it to us. And when he brings it to us, that is revealing the Father's will on earth.
Wow. Isn't it amazing that he thinks enough of us to tell us that stuff?
Yes.
To reveal his kingdom to us.
Yes.
Wow. That's incredible.
That is the Father's love.
I'm just sitting here, man, just, whew, I got Holy Ghost goosebumps, man. They're running up and down my spine.
I know.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Well, give us some more there, Pastor.
Yes. Now, I wanted you to read in your version, Acts chapter 1, verses 6 and 8. We want to combine those together.
All right, Acts 1, 6 and 8. Let me go to... All right, I got the New King James Version. Let's see what that says. Six through eight. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Let me see what the message says here. This is, man, you have lit us up this morning, Pastor.
Hallelujah.
We're on fire.
Thank you, Lord.
All right, let's see. Verse 6 says, and when they were come together for the last time, they asked, Master, are you going to restore the kingdom of Israel, kingdom to Israel now? Is this the time? And he told them, you don't get to know the time. Timing is the Father's business. And Jesus, can't you see I'm about my Father's business? Oh, my goodness.
That's the vision.
What you'll get is the Holy Spirit, and when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will be able to be my witnesses in Jerusalem, all over Judea and Samaria, even to the ends of the earth. Glory be to God.
I like how you started with that version, verse 6. They came for the last time. Now, what I wanted to combine here, brother, is he told them their focus was, we've seen so much persecution. I think this is time to war. And he's telling them, no. But you shall receive power. And what I'm looking at there is that if he was telling them that they will receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon them, that means they would experience righteousness, they were to experience joy, they will experience peace.
Oh, come on now.
Now that is when we merge the two scriptures. That's what is showing them that, you know, this is it. The kingdom that you are looking at, you are looking at the wrong approach of it. Not in the natural, not using the natural weapons. But on the contrary, this is what you're going to experience. Righteousness, you're going to experience peace, you're going to experience joy. All this is coming in the Holy Spirit. And after you've received that, you're going to be witnesses.
That was exactly my next question. Is that what that means? That you have to have, righteousness, peace, and joy will enable you to be witnesses everywhere you go.
Right, yes.
Wow. I remember our plane trip last year or earlier this year. Well, no, it's last year now.
Yeah.
We took over January 1, didn't we?
Right.
I remember our plane trip last year going to Africa, and it was strange because it was like about 13 hours on an airplane or something like that.
Yeah, 13 hours, yeah.
And it was, you know, I really thought, in my own head, that it was going to be much more difficult than it was. Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then when I look back and I think about it, you know, that's exactly what we had. We were doing this then.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can tell people that we've been there, done this, got the T-shirt, the keychain, the refrigerator, matic, and the baseball hat.
Correct.
Okay? We've been, you know, to Samaria and the other, you know, the Judea, Samaria, and the other parts of the earth.
Right.
Because we had the Holy Spirit, which gave us righteousness, peace, and joy.
Peace, joy. Yes.
And that's why that flight was not, well, actually, neither one of them was really very difficult. I think coming back was a little bit longer. And I did grow a little weary by the end of that trip.
Right, yeah. It was a long trip.
Yeah, but that was, you know, the spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak.
Yeah. the spirit indeed was willing.
this is good stuff here because, you know, it's especially people that are ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ and want to do more for God, you know, you can't do it in your own power.
Mm-mm. No, you can't.
Now, you need to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth, show you things to come, and then you'll experience that righteousness, peace, and joy, and you'll be able to minister anywhere and everywhere, and you won't have to worry about fatigue and all that kind of stuff.
Right. In fact, as you're talking about peace, I remember the words of Jesus. Remember in John where it says, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives you."
Well, I'm going to tell you what, that's a package from the world right now that you ain't going to get is one that's got peace in it. Lord have mercy. I mean, the world is people. Yes. Peaceful as a nuclear explosion.
Yes. So, wow. Jesus is saying, my peace. In fact, he calls it my peace. So, I want to tie this in also. And our time runs so fast, so we can't open up the scriptures. But I know as we go along, we'll be laying them down. Remember where it says that I'll send another. I want to build on that word. I know we've looked at it again in John. It says, I'll give you another. That means when he gives us another, we go back to our scripture where it says, now this is the kingdom, righteousness, peace, joy. All this is in the Holy Spirit because he's the another. Now, as Jesus was with them, I said, my peace I give unto you. Now, here, how are we going to experience the kingdom in the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is giving us that peace because he's the another that was promised to us.
So this just goes back and just continues to confirm the fact that you can't get to God unless you have access to Jesus. And you get access to Jesus through the Holy Ghost.
Yes, through the Holy Ghost. Yes, that's very true.
So then if in our lives we start evaluating ourselves against the Word of God and we find out we don't have that righteousness, peace, and joy, then we better check out our relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. Yes.
And you know what's so beautiful about this? This is just so absolutely awesome. You know, he always serves us before we serve him.
That is very true. He always serves us before we serve him.
We think we're doing all that in a bag of chips to serve God, but he has already served us before we ever lift a finger.
Yes, he has done so.
And he does that through the Holy Spirit. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Because how are we going to have his will down on earth? If the Holy Spirit, you know, he comes and he's bringing it all. Because he says, whatsoever that he will hear, he will make it known to us. He will bring it to us.
Wow. Well, we, as always, are running out of time. So I just want to thank everybody for joining us today. And I really appreciate your participation. This show will be available a little bit later today at www.blogtalkradio.com/DMC2. And we will also have it on our website a little bit later at dmcministries.net. So join in our conversation on our blog at dmcministries.wordpress.com. And we look forward to your comments. If you'd like to have me or Pastor Godfrey speak at your church or other organization, a call at 804-909-7339 or email us at dmc@dmcministries.net. Our next show will be next Tuesday, 10 a.m., January the 20th. Please come and join us. And until then, be blessed and let the Spirit reign.